David, Kenny wrote a WHBC radio in the back here. Mm-hmm. The slow start, what do you attribute that to? Is it the rust? Was it the new lineup or a combination of all of that?
This is going to be a common theme throughout the press conference, okay? So I'm going to lead with that. No excuses. We just didn't start well enough, and we just didn't play well enough to win that game.
Chris Parker, Cleveland Scene. Dave, you went with four of your guys pretty much the entire second half, and two of them played 23 of the 24 minutes. Do you think that might have had a difference at the end when you guys had to fight back from 10 points, maybe ran out of gas a little bit?
You know, we had to fight our way back into the game. We couldn't let the game get away from us. And when it came down to the minutes, you know, to win or lose the game, we went with the guys that put us in that position. You know, that could be. That's a possibility. But, you know, we did what we had to do to try to win the game.
David, Josh Weir from the Canton Repository. Can you kind of assess your defense, especially on Derrick Rose? Did you feel like you were forcing him in the just tough shots that he was making, or was there something you felt like you guys could have done a little better?
You know, I think there were a lot of things we could have done a little better. You know, that's also something that, you know, was common throughout the game. We were just a little bit off in a lot of things, a lot of little things that were important. And we got to turn that around and make up for that little bit. Because that's the way for us to beat this team.
David, Dave McBenamin, ESPN.com. LeBron's ability and versatility obviously allows you to play him multiple positions on defense, but the amount of him switching on different defenders, how much was that preordained and how much was it just reacting to how the game was going?
The amount of him switching on to?
Switching as a defender on different opponents.
Well, you know, that's something that he can do, and we ask a lot of him. That's not new. That's the reality. That's what we need him to do. And we try not to ask anybody to do what they can't do. I thought he did a great job defensively, LeBron, tonight. As you said, guarding multiple positions. And that's to his credit. I thought he did a great job defensively. Rebounded the ball. He was active. He got his hands on the ball. You know, he really gave it to us at that end. No question.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. You know, I mean, with like a minute left, I think LeBron missed a layup, and it would have made the score maybe one basket game, something like that. My question would be, given all that you went through tonight and everything the last week, I mean, you were still in it until the very last minute. And,
sure.
And I know it's tough. It's your first loss in the playoffs. But do you see that silver lining? And is there any kind of, you know, not satisfaction, but just feeling better knowing how close you were given all those things?
Well, I'm not feeling too good right now, if that's what you're getting at, Joe. But in my mind, am I positive, and do I believe that we certainly given a little bit more in aspects of the game and in our play, we're certainly capable of winning? Yes, I do believe that strongly. That doesn't guarantee anything, and that's not me saying it is not enough to guarantee that that's going to happen, but I do believe it, and I do feel that there's hope ahead of us. We just got to play a little better. That's the thing.
Coach, you guys had pulled, I think, even, and then they had three straight pick and pops, I think, with Gasol. They kept freeing him for 15 to 18 foot jumpers. Is there anything specific that you guys could have done, could do to combat that so he doesn't get that many open looks?
Yeah, well, we did adjust to that, but just a little late.
David, I know what you said about the start, but how much uncertainty?
I didn't say anything about the start. I was asked about the start.
Okay.
I said,
No excuses.
No excuses. That's all.
Given that, how much uncertainty do you think there was within your team about how this was going to play out? I mean, you actually had to get on the court in a playoff game without Kevin Love, without J.R. Smith. And how different would you expect it to be for game two?
You know, every day and every game teaches you something. And, you know, once you walk into the fire, you know, you're going to come out either hurt badly or a lot smarter. You know, and hopefully we come out a lot smarter. That's, you know, coming in, we knew what the circumstances were. We knew what the, you know, we knew what we were looking at. But, you know, we had to go through it, I guess, to learn from it. And now we have, and hopefully we come out a lot better.
David, P.J. Ziegler from Fox 8. I know it's right after the game, but with the way the game started and the slow start, are you considering a lineup change for game number two?
Thinking about everything, you know, always thinking about everything. You know, I think that for us, not having our normal rotation and normal roster, you know, we have to adjust to things and we have to try to be creative. And at the same time, you know, everything that we're doing, we have to be that much better and that much more exact because, you know, our margin of error is going to be smaller. And we're playing against a very good team as it is. So, you know, we have to be a little bit better at every point of the game and make the adjustments that are necessary to gain us just a little bit of ground. You know, we're certainly not that far off. Just we got to do a little better.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. Coach, can you assess, regarding your lineup, assess how you felt your small ball lineup played out there tonight? On the boards wise, you guys were right there.
At times, better. At times, not as good as hoped. You know, certainly in the beginning of the game, it didn't go as well for us as, you know, we would have hoped. But there are other times during the game, when we played Dele and Kyrie and Tristan and Braun and Shump, for example, which certainly qualifies as a small lineup, you know, we did pretty well. So we saw some of both. And, you know, we'll probably see more of it because we have to. But, again, you know, this series for us is going to be a series of adjustments by necessity. On the other hand, when we're playing, we got to do the little things that much better. We just have to. We don't have that much room for error.
Nubias Woodborn, True Hoop Network. Coach, what were they able to do on the pick and roll? It seemed like you guys struggled with it a lot, which allowed for a lot of open shots. And when they weren't getting open shots, then they were able to kind of get inside the lane.
You know, we'll take a look at all those things, and I could sit here and tell you a whole lot of very technical, give you a lot of technical points and explain to you why it worked and why our coverages were maybe not as effective as we would have liked them to be. Enough said and truthfully said that, you know, that was an area of the game that we need to do a better job in. You know, when we made certain adjustments that worked, you know, we gotta look at that and see if that's something we want to stay with. And the things that didn't work, you know, we gotta either do them better or get away from them. You know, this was a very close game, even though at times they had big leads. You know, we were in that game. We had our shot to win that game. I really believe that. For the most part, we took really good care of the basketball. We had a few untimely turnovers at really, really tough times. We didn't shoot it particularly well from the three, as you probably see statistically. You know, those are things you really have to do against Chicago because they, you know, they pack the paint and they make it tough for you if you're not making any shots over the top. So all those things together are, you know, part of the reason that we missed by a little bit. and you know, and they're a tough team, and they played well. You got to give them their due, you know. Also, we're going to go back to work tomorrow.